We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jared Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. John, today's question, do you think Nick Sirianni will be the Eagles head coach next season? A, yes, B, no. John, where do you think the polling results came in today on Twitter?
I'm going to say 83% say no.
67% say no, which is a big chunk. And you know, it's more notable to me.
It's not bigger than that. Well, after the, you know, with the feeling that we had. And if you just listen to that press conference.
I know. But here's what stands out to me about that poll. 67 is pretty high considering the question wasn't, do you think he should be? The question essentially is, do you think they'll have the guts to whack him after a year?
Yeah.
And for 67% of people to say yes, that shows the depths of how bad it is. All right, John, let's get to our picks, and we'll do it quickly because I know a lot of people want to talk about the Eagles game, and we do also, or just how sickening the whole thing is.
So should I just go through
three? Yeah, let's do it quickly. Our picks are brought to us by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Visit them online at CozyJewelers.com. Let me give you my three picks.
Wait, what's our record for the year?
Yes, you are leading. You are 10-5 for the year, which is really impressive. And I am an unimpressive 6-8-1. So you are, what is that, 4.5 in front of me or 3.5 in front of me, something like that. Okay. Here are my three picks, and I'm going to say them quickly so we can get right back to Eagles phone calls. I'm taking Baltimore at home, -2.5 against the Chargers. Of course, that's, you know, after a big, you know, nighttime game they had last week. I'm taking Cincinnati on the road, -3.5 at Detroit. I think they're simply a better team than Detroit. Joe Burrow to get that done. And I'm taking Dallas -3.5 on the road as well at New England. Again, same theory. Just a better team, even though it's on the road. Dallas -3.5. Those are my three picks. John, give me your three.
I am starting out at the same game you picked. I'm taking the Chargers +2.5. I think the Chargers are better than the Baltimore Ravens, and they'll win that game. I'm going to take the Rams -9.5 against the Giants, who no longer seemingly can field a team. But they're playing anyway. Yeah, so the Rams -9.5, and then Arizona. I can't believe Arizona gets 3.5 points against Cleveland. And, again, I think they're the better team. So I like that.
There you go.
No
our
Nick Chubb, too, they just announced. Good pick there.
They did what? Yeah.
Just announced no Nick Chubb for that game.
No, how about that? All right, let's go to the phones. There's so much to get into regarding what we saw last night and what we've seen for the first month and a half, these six games that have been a disgrace. Even though the Eagles have won two, a disgrace by the Philadelphia Eagles. Wade in Chester. Wade, what's going on, man?
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? Man, listen, Joe, man, I know you probably never heard this in your life before, but you knocked my socks off, and it doesn't mean much coming from me. But when you came out opening show, man, yeah, with that rant, that right there got a vote from me if you run for president. I might just vote because of that.
Well, Wade, it's very – well, thank you, by the way. And it's funny you say that because I actually, for the Bad of the Bone Award, which we're going to get to coming up in a moment, I actually had James pull the audio of that so I can replay it. So I think we'll anyone that missed it, you'll hear that coming up in a few minutes. So
yeah, I might cut it and save it in my phone from the Odyssey. So
yeah.
I can, you know,
it had to be said, Friday. Wade. It had to be said.
Yeah, but listen, I won't take up too much time because the Eagles messed up the game yesterday. They ain't messing up the show. You know what I'm saying? Taking up all the time with them press conferences and stuff. Nobody want to hear that crap. Not you, Ertz. That was good coming from you. That was from the heart. But I'm talking about the other two conferences.
I agree.
Taking up the whole show, man. So y'all get back. Do y'all think I'll holler at y'all next week?
All right, Wade. God bless you, man. Wade. What a call. Paul in Northeast Philadelphia. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're struggling, Paul. We're just trying to
Doing all right.
We're trying to get to the year 2037 when the Eagles might be competitive again.
All right, Johnny, Joe, listen, man. Thanks for putting me on. Listen, I am so sick and tired of Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. Okay? Listen, he has to go. He don't know how to coach.
He's really bad, Paul. He's really, 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 really bad.
He don't know how to coach.
No, he doesn't. Not effectively.
And John, tell me, if you had the weapons that we had, why wouldn't you use them in the right freaking way?
Well, because
it doesn't make sense.
He doesn't. He's finding his identity as a coach. Just like he says, we're finding our identity as a team. The problem is, you are supposed to know that. Like, you're supposed to hire a coach that has an identity, that has a plan, so the team has an identity, and we don't.
It's also why you're supposed to have a real training camp, so you have an idea entering the season.
Yep.
Correct. Yes, exactly my point. So what's Howie's problem?
How many other teams in the NFL don't know who they are?
John,
and don't know who their coach is? How many other teams in the NFL? Seriously.
I agree, John.
None.
32 teams.
None of them don't know who they are after 6 weeks.
Paul, I was prepared entering this season for the possibility that the Eagles season could go off the rails. I knew they didn't have great talent. I thought they could be competitive to the 500-ish point. That's why I picked them to win 9 games. This level of ineptitude of coaching has so far exceeded anything I could have possibly imagined in my worst nightmare. I mean, listen, Paul, appreciate the call. It is shocking how bad it is. It's shocking and it's disgraceful. Guys, let's get to the Bat of the Bone Award. We typically do it earlier in the show, a little later here because there are a lot of moving parts earlier in the show. So, Bat of the Bone Award. Our version of the blame balls. John, go ahead.
Blame balls, lame balls. You know, last night was the first time I really thought, like, man, Jalen Hurts, I don't know how much longer we can give you.
Yep.
Last night was, and I'm trying not to jump the gun on this because I do believe in his approach and his, you know, his heart and his work that he puts in. But they need to do him a favor in giving him more, to more on his plate to where he can actually diagnose a defense and just let him make mistakes in his reads and his progressions, because it's not going to be worse than this. The fact that we're giving him one read on these plays, because it sounds like that's the way Nick Sirianni thinks he performs best. I'm blown away by that. And last night, the misses by Jalen Hurts were pretty egregious.
Yeah, they were.
I appreciate that when it was all said and done, he accumulated some nice runs and some scores and that sort of thing. He can do that. He can help us. He can keep us competitive even when we're getting blown out. But that's what this season's turning into. Garbage time galore. Jalen Hurts racking up stats. In garbage time. Yeah. That's terrible.
Well said. James, go ahead. Blame ball.
Two words. Nick Sirianni. I'm good.
That's great. Look, I agree with everything these guys have said. My focus has been a little bit more from a responsibility standpoint, top on down. That, of course, means Jeffrey Lurie, where it all starts. Howie Roseman as well. Hurts and Sirianni. Also, all I can do is tell you that I can't say it any better than I said it earlier today. Wade just referenced it a few minutes ago. So for blame ball, I'm going to go to Jeffrey Lurie, all of it umbrella on down under him. And let's just a little quick taste of what I said earlier, short and sweet here in about 2 minutes, because I had to get it off my chest at the start of the show, and I did. Let me just say this. Lurie, I'm looking at you, dude. I am. Because everything else beneath you is a disgrace. And frankly, you're probably in disgraceful mode also now. You're the only guy that I can't say has to go because you're not going to go. You're owner guy. Let me just start with this. Sirianni is a complete joke. He is a complete joke. Nick Sirianni is totally, totally in over his head. Not running the ball, and a Mickey Mouse offense, which many have pointed out, rightfully so, resembles a high school offense. Totally unacceptable, which means, I can honestly tell you, John, I'm 43 years old, too young to remember Marion Campbell in a way that I was too young. I was 7, I was 6. I just didn't have it at that age for all this. I can honestly say for all that I remember in my lifetime that this is the worst coach, Eagles coach, I have ever seen the Eagles have. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, put another way, that means that Nick Sirianni is worse. And I really believe this. That means that Nick Sirianni is worse than Rich Kotite, and he is worse than Chip Kelly, which means that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman hired a head coach who is worse than Rich Kotite and worse than Chip Kelly, and they already had a lot of bad things going. See the 2020 Eagles. And then they go out and hire this guy? This organization is pathetic, and it needs to be remade. Now, the players. Pass rush, awful. We'll talk about that as we move through the show. The quarterback, Jalen Hurts, not good enough. He's just not good enough, and he won't be good enough. His accuracy is horrendous, and that will not change enough in a meaningful way. Howie Roseman obviously has failed the Philadelphia Eagles. And I want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494. I just want to say this in summation before I turn it over to John. The Eagles need a new general manager. The Eagles need a new head coach. The Eagles need a new defensive coordinator. The Eagles need a new starting quarterback. And all of that, I say, before I even get to other aspects of the team or the organization. So, yeah, Jeff, we're looking at you because this is on you to fix it. Your organization is broken. Your organization, the Philadelphia Eagles, our beloved Philadelphia Eagles, the franchise, Jeff, that you oversee, it has rotted out at its core. What we saw last night and what we have seen now for a month and a half, despite two wins, what we have seen for a month and a half is nothing short of a disgrace. That's how I feel. It's what I said earlier today. It's how I feel.
Well said, man.
It's how I feel. And it hurts. Hurts. Because this is a team we love. And they're real. I mean, to say they're letting us down is beyond an understatement. Up ahead, time's yours, plus more calls. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Pro football and college football are in full swing, and the Parx Sportsbook app has you covered. Based right here in the Delaware Valley, Parx is the home team for sports betting, and it's the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Yeah, risk-free bet up to $500. This is a great deal, and you'll have so much fun with live in-game betting, which lets you bet while you watch the game. Bet more than the score. Bet on performances like passing yards, rushing yards, touchdowns. Bet on the halftime score, who scores first, and so much more. Get in on the action right now. New customers sign up. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. You can check out the pro football slate of games this weekend, or you can put your risk-free bet toward pro basketball futures. Some good value here. Who'll win the title? Brooklyn, 2.3-1. L.A., 3.75-1. Philadelphia, 16-1. New York's 80-1. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has terms and conditions. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use my promo code JRWIP. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parx Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.